Dear people, the Lord revealed to me that this year would be one of open doors for our church. In my post titled, In the Year 2011, I stated, I believe this year many will see important doors begin to open. We have seen some of that happen already, and I believe there will be more. The Lord recently spoke to us again about this. 3 weeks ago, early on Sunday morning, the Lord gave Becky these scriptures. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open, and no one shall shut, and he shall shut, and no one shall open. Isaiah 22:22. Later that morning at church, Pat DeFranco, not knowing anything about the scripture the Lord had given Becky earlier, felt impressed to give Becky a necklace she was wearing that day. It was a necklace with an open door pendant. This past week, my son Philip had a dream in which we replaced the front door on the church building with wooden doors. As soon as we had finished installing the doors, they split down the middle and fell to the floor. The Lord has opened the front door of our church, and we are not about to try and shut it. In the church world, the front door represents people coming in, and the back door represents people leaving. It has been said in order to grow the church, you must have a large front door and a small back door. The Lord is emphasizing to us an open front door. I believe for our church, it is not an exodus out the back door, but rather coming and going to the community, country, and nations. That does not mean people will not leave the church. It is simply the Lord revealing to us what He's doing. Bob Jones has told me several times that there will be a lot of coming and going in our church. One Sunday recently, we had an underground church pastor's wife with us for impartation and exchange, and we were sending another young lady out to YWAM for further training and ministry in Korea and Japan. That is a snapshot of what an open door looks like. If you read Ezekiel's account of the river, you will see there are different levels of the river. There is ankle deep, waist deep, and over the head deep, Ezekiel 47:1-5. For us, the different levels have resulted in refreshing, healing, the Father's love, open heavens, and now an open door. Currently, there is a strong emphasis in the river on mission, coming and going. There will be times when the river will shift and we will experience more refreshing and so on. I have learned one thing over the years. The river has a mind of its own and expects us to do what He is doing, so we discern, obey, and facilitate. The front door of our church is open, and the river is flowing both inwards and outwards. Our heart is to receive as many people as possible into the church and send out as many as possible into the work of the kingdom. Many blessings, Byron Whicker.